This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Johnny and Tim, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Man, coming at you from the new studio in Ohio, Johnny's studio in the state of Washington, and our special guest in the state of Michigan. Johnny, what's happening, my friend? It's been 2 weeks. I haven't seen you.
Hey, man, it's spring officially. The sun is out. And you know, we continue to tackle things issue by issue as it comes up for us as educators, you know? So it's good to see you and to hear you through that new mic setup. Sounds beautiful, my man.
Yeah, man. When people get a chance and we go live again on the Facebook Live, you'll get a chance to see this new setup in the new studio. Tonight, though, my brother from another mother, you met him during the podcast days of Busted Pencils. He's been on the show. Michigan State University is a professor, blogger. Just, you know, he's a cool dude who's really into education. Mitchell Robinson, how are you, my friend? Welcome to Busted Pencils.
Well, I'm well, but that's the first time I've ever been called a cool dude. So I'm not sure where we go from here.
I don't know. There's a lot of places to go. So actually, let's talk a little bit about this. So, Mitchell, it's not enough to be a full, a professor doing the work that you do, doing Electablog. You've now decided you need something else to do with your life. And I see the state of Michigan had some kind of calling to you, and now Mitchell Robinson for stateboard.org, State Board of Education. Mitchell, why are you running for the State Board of Education in Michigan?
That's a great question. I've had a lot of people ask me that and follow it up with, not you're a cool dude, but you must be crazy. I'll give you the short answer. I'm running because public education is under attack. And I'm really, really tired of seeing school board members and teachers get accosted, not just even attacked, but accosted and threatened and over ridiculous, made up issues. Like we had an issue here in Michigan where there were people at a school board meeting accusing or stating that there were children dressed up as furries and roaming through schools and then using litter boxes that the school had put in litter boxes for kids in the bathrooms. Anyone that's spent any time in a public school knows that there are crazy things that happen in public schools. I taught middle school band. I mean, that's the home of crazy things that happen. But there are not litter boxes in school bathrooms. And anyone that's worked in schools knows that that's made up nonsense. Or assertions that critical race theory is being taught in schools. I have to tell you, I think I've advised four dissertations that have used critical race theory as an organizing framework. It's a brilliant work of legal scholarship, and it's used in doctoral programs all over the country to provide a theoretical framework for cutting edge scholarship. It's not even cutting edge anymore. It's 20, 30 years old.
Right.
So I have a fair idea of what critical race theory is. And strictly speaking, it's not being taught in K-12 schools. That doesn't mean that I don't think that the premises and the content and the constructs behind critical race theory shouldn't be taught in public schools, because I think there's a lot of things that we're leaving out of the curriculum, especially in states like Texas and Florida. And I suspect that the people that are worried about CRT want to be able to just lie and not teach the truth about our country's history. So there's a lot of issues, or book bannings, right? There are book bannings that are happening now. My belief is that the other side of the aisle is using these issues as distraction. It's like chum in the water to try to confuse the fish, because they don't have a positive position on public education.
But think about that. Thank you for pointing that right out again. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, Devil Radio. Mitchell Robinson for State Board of Education. Our guests, Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slugger. But Mitchell, when you put that out there like this, that you know, I asked you about Michigan. You're kind of like, this is a national issue. The other side doesn't have a point. I want to point that out, that by you saying the fact that whatever the other side is, right, the anti, what it is it's an anti-public school other side. When you say they don't have a positive message for public schools, are we really surprised that they don't have a positive message? They don't like public schools. How can you have a positive message for public schools when you don't like them?
Well, I mean, we just lived through 4 years of the cheerleader for public school destruction, Betsy DeVos from our state as the Secretary of Education. So, you know, in some ways, we're living in the upside down. We have a group called Democrats for Education Reform, which is mostly not Democrats and certainly not about education reform. We had a Secretary of Education who was not for education. So I think, you know, the other side is good at one thing. They're good at branding and staying on message. It doesn't matter if the branding is accurate, and it doesn't matter if the message is true, but they will hammer this in. They're going to try to distract the voting public to think that there are litter boxes in bathrooms, to think that kindergartners are being taught to hate people, and that that babies are racist. They're just crazy, crazy things, because all they have on public education is defund it and demoralize teachers. And, you know, if you look at the teacher shortage right now, which my friend Peter Green says is not really a shortage as much as a slow motion teacher walkout, and I agree with him about that, it's harder. It's been harder for us to attract kids to go into education. It's harder to keep good teachers in the classroom. We can't find subs. So I think we have to acknowledge that the other side's messaging has been effective, whether it's accurate or not.
Doesn't really matter. Johnny Lupinacci, what do you think about Mitchell Robinson, State Board of Education in Michigan? Is he crazy or is he a cool dude?
No, man, cool dude all the way. I mean, and it takes a cool dude to realize you might have to just be a little bit crazy as an educator, because we are trained to do a different kind of political work, and it's on the ground and it's in classrooms, whether that's in, you know, our K-12 system or it's in our higher ed system. We really identify on the factory floors, right, of education and in the classrooms. But what we know and let history teach us is that it's when teachers make that step to taking their voice, right, to the democratic process, that we can see change happen. That's the level that all of this noise and distraction is happening. And I believe this is even a bipartisan issue. Right. This isn't as much as a Republican or Democrat. This is a Democratic, not Democratic Party. This is right. A democracy issue. Right. Small D. Yeah. That's right. Small D. This is the deal. And so when you say cool dude or crazy, I say a little bit of both, a whole lot of democratic citizenship. And it's a kind of reframing, I hope, for our listeners. And I hope for more educators that we can remember that. When we have that experience, if we have the energy and support, especially at a time, right, where we have teacher demoralization, and I love this idea of a small walkout, right, because it's the same way we reframed what was happening with kids we were calling dropouts. We were saying they were more or less pushouts, right? And so this is a similar experience across the board and for our administrators right now. We have staggering numbers coming back to us on superintendents, right, who like Mitchell reminded us tonight, I've just had it. They're being accosted. They're being pulled in 90 directions and away from learning in the classroom and in their districts. And so I think it's tremendous work. And I applaud you, Mitchell, and I appreciate you and have gratitude for you doing that and sharing it with us tonight, because I want our educational community to hear that it takes that kind of courage and democratic citizenship, that we take it to our process and we do what we can to make that change and to add to the noise in generative and productive ways.
Well, I think Johnny, you really hit something on the head. The issue of school dropouts, of kids dropping out of school, is tied to the issue of teachers leaving their positions. And I think both of them are tied to the notion that we aren't meeting the needs of either children or teachers in their classrooms. I was asked the other day, why are so many teachers leaving and what can we do to stop it? And I said, well, I think we have to back up a little bit and look at what the problem really is. No one's leaving teaching because they don't love their students or they don't love teaching. They're leaving because of poor working conditions. They're leaving because of a lack of support. We've seen research studies that have used inducements, financial inducements, to keep teachers in the classroom, and they don't work because there's an inverse relationship with higher order thinking tasks and financial inducements, which is to say, if you give me more money to stay in my job, if it's a job that requires critical thinking, that's not going to work. That's not why I'm there. Do I want more money? Sure, I'll take more money. My kids have expensive tastes. I get it, but that's not why I'm in the classroom. Teachers are leaving because of a lack of support. Kids were leaving schools, or still are, to the extent that we don't meet their needs with relevant learning. So I think that's a brilliant connection that you've made there, and I agree 100%. And it's one of the big reasons that I thought it was time for me to put my money where my mouth is. Hey, I have no problem telling anyone what I think, but now I'm going to be in a position to kind of do something about it.
Well, yeah, and to add some fact and truth to things, right? We really have to put some accountability to what we talk about in the democratic process. This idea of litter boxes in our public school bathrooms. I mean, it's what we're trying to teach children from an early age. Gather the evidence, get the facts, bring responsible truths to the democratic process. So appreciate you, Mitchell.
We appreciate that. Mitchell Robinson for State Board of Education in Michigan. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. When we get back, though, we want to hear some more of this issues that Mitchell is not running against, but running for. Busted Pencils, more after the break. One, two, talk, 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 talk.